and in the oppressing dullness, the only form of elevation is hallucination. While officers provide a one-dimensional image, bourgeois provide a two-dimensional image, and artist a three-dimensional image, while only poet can provide the fourth dimension. And our greatest challenge is to learn to deal with transformation, yet maintaining a backbone. And greatness is both the intensity and the constancy we are able to maintain in the pursuit of our will. And we turn ugly when our beauty gets hindered by social conformism. And we ought to accept that we can only profit from a poetry that does not last, and any other form of capitalism is but stealing. And the fact is that even our most unhuman ambition, if pursued, will make us most human. And our love should go for anyone aspiring for spirituality, and our indifference for anyone aspiring for worldly goods, and our hate for anyone gatekeeping any of the two aspirations. And we cannot react against new forms of oppressions because the regimes that actuate them is the same that liberated us from the older ones. And our official contribution to humanity may turn good or bad according to the different times, and only the non-official contribution can be always of meaning. And there is no ideological scheme better than another, but just a human constitution more suitable to one or the other. And whether public or private, the trade-off for our human poetry is always a form of commodity. And if conformism constantly hinders the natural will, humans will turn the opposite way, which leads to war. And it is not about being close to one or the other pole, but about being close to the stream that interconnects them. And as the cycle of seasons, the cycle of humans and their societies infallibly comes. And if we ought to be sweet when life is demanding, we ought to be more self-demanding when life is too sweet. And the source of our whining is an education that taught us to be sociable, but far from understanding our own nature. And we either get the corrupted politician or the grey petty one, but we should ultimately seek for the radiant spiritual guide. And like the most sublime nature, we can be accessed by everyone, yet very few would dare to do so. And if in society we ought to compensate one another, left alone, we have to compensate ourselves. And if virtuous enough, we compensate the whole of society. The challenge is to bring the full story in all its complexity in a media that brings hate with all its oversimplification, and the very self-containment that is for the wise the best case scenario is for the ignorant the worst of states. And our philosophy must survive the fall of the regime so as not to be destroyed and survive to the future. And while with amended dress our life becomes most beautiful, with a new dress it becomes most ugly. and ideologies are just ways to identify new victims and enable them to become the new villains. And if we reject something, it maybe only means that we have no possibility of loving it. And the period of self-mutilation always follow a period of great proliferation. Like persons, a few nations became the new aristocrats, and some of the other nations side with them and some other challenge them. And the more humans uses technology that do not require their direct effort, the more catastrophic are the consequences. And we repute as highly smart someone who was dumb enough to adopt or contribute to a popular narration. And the genius can be only found insisting on our nature alone, as anything else is a shortcut with destructive side effects. And what we think is radical only to the extent that it has to counterbalance other forms of thinking, such as the non-thinking of conformism. And the purpose of becoming old is to contribute to the new youth without much of the self-preservation that hinders it. And we feel so empowered by a credit that is only assigned to us, but has only validity within the society that assigned it. And our role is not to defeat conformism, but to prevent it from stepping over the flower of life. And the return to the self is a necessary precondition to hinder the idol-driven rampage of the rest of humanity. And the beautiful facade we set up to show off our power will be but the sign of our decline. And in the first place, it should come a philosophy that should boost our talent and correct our defects so as not to project them out through politics. And no matter how much humans try to simulate it, there's nothing more spontaneous than coming in contact with the prime source of life. And as long as humans are fetishist enough to display their power, those who have renounced it cannot peacefully fulfill the path to peace. And while the fight for injustice create new injustice, all we need is a carnival of life. And returning home from a long journey, it's the time in which our pioneering skills are needed the most. And the remainder half of our life is to dispose the fruits that we now have on our branches. And resistance is not what we can display during our leisure time, but what we can maintain throughout our existence. And if we are to put on the scale the human experience, then much of the humanities would be worthless. And what can be most virtuous applied to our own domain can be most vicious applied to society at large. By searching for any trace of life in the alien, we put to death our own life. And the highest peak of a civilization marks the return to its lowest peak. And while Aurea is but a gentle light into the whole of our existence, any attempt to subtract ourselves from the process of time is but blinding. And the more we proliferate, the more each of us ought to proliferate in order to find his or her integrity. And we are always doomed to experiment with new forms of order that brings much disorder. And for those who care to go long distance, showing off is too dangerous of a task. And in the end, it is most absurd to go for one ideology, but we ought to embrace them all and with common sense. And in the end, we can only renew our soul by putting it ourselves in order. And right through the small window of time created by the collapse of a regime, true meaning can escape and make true sense. And only by being ready to die for it, the Creator can truly create life. And very few realize that the scientific progress may be only a small parenthesis that may be followed by an end dot. Art shouldn't side with any of the oppositions, but should show the way to transcend beyond them. And at last, an holistic type of diversity ought to be bred in order for justice to be maintained. And only in the challenge of death we find the real life.